So right now in this pandemic, we know that a lot of kids are not doing well in schools with remote learning for a lot of different reasons. But in this clip that I want to show you from Fox News, folks, the blame for all of that seems to fall on everybody else's shoulders, except for the fact that the reason why we're in remote learning has a lot to do with not just the children's health, but also the teacher's health. A lot of these teachers are older. They've got pre-existing conditions. They're taking care of parents at home, elderly parents. There's a lot more that goes into this. Well, the Fox News clip here that I'm going to show you, they've built an entire argument out of all of this, and they don't even consider for a second. They don't even mention anything about the health and welfare of the teachers. It's not even in there. The first thing I want to show you is this clip of a parent from Fairfax County, Virginia. Have a listen to this.
I was just so angry listening to your segment just now, the data on these poor kids, literally poor kids, who are failing now because we have a superintendent and a school board that is failing our children.
So what they're doing here is they're blaming the superintendent for the fact that there is remote learning and that the kids aren't doing well in it. But that's not where they end. That's not enough for them. No. What they have to do is then blame Joe Biden, of all things. Have a listen to this. He's not even president yet, and they're blaming him.
It takes a lot of money to get him back. The estimates are $150 to $200 billion for the year it would take to get safely open our schools.
Sir, I mean, doesn't that say it all? Suddenly, it is about money, about saving money.
Wow. Doesn't that say it all? It's all about the money. He's not even president, folks. It's not about the money. What Joe is talking about in that clip is the fact that to safely open the schools, and I mean safely, not just for the kids, but also for the staff, to safely open the schools, it would take that much money. But then they don't even end with that. They found this crappy study from a conservative think tank that's in Wisconsin someplace, a study that probably nobody but themselves has even seen or read, and they choose to build an argument out of that, and they blame the teachers' unions. Okay, listen to this.
We need to think about, you know, what is the biggest factor, Cynthia, in school shutdowns? We've got a new study from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. They found that the presence of a teachers' union was more of a deciding factor for Wisconsin school districts choosing to direct their classes virtually, not the extent of the pandemic itself in the community. That's apparently consistent with national research. So what they're saying is this really has nothing to do, Cynthia, with science or what's best for your kids. What's your take on that?
Well, we know it has nothing to do with science. I mean, the science has always said that children are not really the ones at risk. And
we always knew it had nothing to do with science. What are you? I mean, what kind of former Georgetown University professor are you, Azra Nomani? I mean, for God's sakes, it has everything to do with the science. Where have you been? We're in the middle of a raging pandemic, and they're trying to blame this on teachers' unions. They're saying that it's nothing about the science. And folks, let's not forget the fact that we are where we are today. If you take this country from March to where we are today, 8 months, there's been no national strategy in the pandemic from President Trump. There's no encouragement to wear masks from President Trump. You know all of this stuff. So we are where we are largely because we've got a president that couldn't grasp the importance of fighting this pandemic. And folks, that's why we fired Trump. And we didn't fire the teachers' unions. That's exactly why we fired Trump. So it's not just about the kids, folks, this remote learning. It's not just about the kids. It's about the health and welfare of all the people that are involved, the teachers and all of this. But Fox News, I mean, would you expect anything less from Fox News? Really?